Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, but the star of our program,
more importantly,
is a gentleman by the name of Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, one and only Fred Dreyer, and of course, star of Hunter TV series, iconic actor. Our producer, Corey Marino, is here. JD, Jeremy Dayton also with us, too. We got a big show going. First and foremost, already in our chat room on Facebook Live, because we do this show on radio stations all over the country. Flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Saturdays, they air the program at 6 o'clock Pacific time. It's also on Sports Byline Radio Network stations, CRN Digital Talk radio stations, Sirius XM Channel 217, on Sirius XM on 203, and on their app for Sirius XM, it's 967. So you can watch us various places. Go to crntalk.com or go to our website, The Fred Dreyer Show, and find out where the program is in your area.
That's an awful lot of information, Mike.
Well, it is, and we have a lot of listeners already. We are video streamed on YouTube and on Facebook Live and on crntalk.com, and people are wondering, Fred, if you are okay with that Franklin fire that was out in the Malibu area, because you live rather closer to that area there.
It wouldn't dare come my way.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You flex an attitude, and as long as I've lived up there in the hills, it's... It's pretty good. I think the folks up there have a spine. It's made out of concrete. I don't know how they do it, but I don't know if I could maintain a... if I would stay completely calm as I slept. I don't know.
But the guy's watering down their roofs. I was in a fire once. Same thing. He's watered the roof down. Corey, you're okay where you're living?
Yeah, in San Cristo, we're all good.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you, Pamela, take care.
For the question.
Take some water up to the hill there.
Yeah, you get it there. Yeah, you know, tragic, and a lot of winds in Southern California, but they're dying down now. We're getting ready for the holidays. Christmas right around the corner. Thus, I'm wearing the traditional Christmas red, and of course, Corey and Fred are in blue. But I always thought it was green. Green, red, white.
I think red, white, and blue every time I get out.
Oh, it's so cool.
Some form of loyalty to this country.
You're the man. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618. Now.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
You know what's nice during the holiday season is you can hear the great music and look at pictures of Fred Dreyer in his football uniform. If you look at our video feed, it's pretty nice.
Hey, that's a promiscuous suggestion.
It's really, Fred is there with a cup of coffee. He was on some show doing some things there. And this is the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you each and every week at this time on this radio station across the country. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you can stream us on your smartphone. You just take your cell phone, dial #250. That's the phone number, #250. Hit send. When the call is answered, they'll ask for the code word. You say CRN, and our app will be loaded onto your phone. You can take us with it wherever you go and listen to the Fred Dreyer Show whenever you want. Again, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN. They'll send you a text. You press whether you got an iPhone or an Android, and it'll load up the whole deal. You have our app, don't you, Fred?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's good.
I'm going to take a peek. I got the girls there.
Fred's on the, you're way off mic, Fred.
I've got CRN. CRN right here.
That's good. You don't have to play it, Fred. We'll get feedback if you do that. That's why you take some calls. In our chat room, by the way, on YouTube, we got a problem here today, and I'm going to go toss this one to you, Fred. It's your show.
Yeah.
We have a lot of listeners. Pamela's in there, but we are starting to have a predominance of Rachels. We've got a Rachel that's in Birmingham, Alabama, and this week, there's a second Rachel that has turned up saying...
Dos Rachels.
The second one is in Pennsylvania. So what are we going to do here? We got two Rachels.
Well, we have to have them both declare themselves with their tax returns. And we have to make sure that we're talking to legitimate Rachels.
Okay, it's good. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Corey's and JD have been working hard on the news. Let's talk about the elephant in the room here. We'll start with baseball. This Juan Soto contract, to me, is a little... over the top. He agrees to a 15-year, $765 million contract with those losers, the New York Mets. They think they're going to improve their team with Juan Soto. Fred, what are your thoughts initially when you hear this signing?
I think it's copycat, and there's an option clause in there for Soto, And I hope he options out next week.
He has an option. Am I right, Corey? After 4 or 5 years, he can get out of the contract if he wants to?
Yeah, after five years.
So what? He doesn't get the full amount of money then, does he, obviously?
No, he can opt out, and then he'll opt out to enter free agency once again.
How greedy is Juan Soto?
I mean, all...
He's smart.
That's what I was saying. All athletes should be smart and trying to make the money while they can.
I play the role of the fan base here, and, you know, what are you going to do for me, Juan? You didn't win the World Series for the Yankees. You stunk while you were with the Padres. You played pretty well on the Washington Nationals, and then you start going for the big bucks in your career. And, you know, are you greedy, or do you want to play baseball and win some championships?
No, but why do you have a problem with his business acumen? I think he's correct.
Because I think it's going to drive the price of baseball out of the picture. Well,
not your job.
It is when I got to pay for the seats.
Well, you don't have to go. You can be like me and not go.
That's what I'm doing, Fred. But, you know, thank goodness it's on TV, as long as they don't start raising the rates on the local TV networks. They're driving this thing. This guy is so greedy. He asked for he's got a suite, isn't that right, Corey, as part of this deal?
Yeah, the Yankees didn't get him. They didn't say that it was because of it, but Derek Jeter didn't get a suite. Aaron Judge didn't get a suite, and they didn't offer him a suite. They said, you have to pay for your own. And MetLife Stadium for the Mets, they gave him a suite.
So why the Yankees are kind of the class of baseball. They decided not to put names on the jersey so they can trade people at will. You don't know who they are. They just have a number. That's number one. You look at this thing here. Here is the statement, and I want your guys' comments on this. The Yankees refused to give him Juan Soto a free suite, not wanting to buck the precedent of stars past and present paying for suites. So the Mets, they just obliged, and they gave him his request. Fred, let me ask you, as you played, I know jealousy is not part of the deal because you want the team to win. But doesn't this pull apart a team when one guy's making all this money and the other guy's saying, hey, I just hit the home run that won the game. Where's my payday? And they're going to all want the same amount of dollars here. What happened?
Yes, well, that's where the parent comes in. That's where the true truth teller of the each franchise steps up and says, we know you're fabulous, we know what's precedent, but here's what we're going to offer you, and that's it. So if he can handle that, great. If not, he moves on to the next team who out of the 30. What is, how many teams is there in baseball? 30?
30.
30. It's 30. So it's a foregone conclusion that one out of 30 is going to give him what he wants.
Well, last time I looked, baseball is a team sport. Getting one player does not make you a championship. Look, the Mets, didn't they get a couple of big-time old pitchers on their team that they had to get rid of there? And they have Scherzer on their team, right? And
they had Scherzer. They signed a couple contracts.
And the guy
that
in Houston, what's the guy from
Detroit?
Yeah,
and the reason that Scherzer wound up with the Mets is because the Dodgers weren't going to re-sign him.
Because he was old and done.
Well, exactly.
You know, and it was Verlander, the other guy.
Yeah, Justin Verlander. You're right. So they signed a big deal before and they lost. And look at the Mets are going to win, and then they didn't. You Met fans, I feel for you. Every year they feel this team. They spend a lot of money, and then I hope it doesn't happen. But Juan Soto may stiff out. I mean, what did he start playing? 2018, he was with the Nationals. Is that when he started?
Mm-hmm. Won a championship with them, then got traded because he was going on the last year of his deal to San Diego.
And what happened there?
They didn't win anything, but. But he has won one.
And then what happened after that?
It didn't win with the Yankees. But
that's it.
The Dodgers did just play the Mets in the championship, the NLCS, to go. Do you think it would have been different if Soto was there? If Soto's there.
Soto with who?
With the Mets. The Dodgers just played the Mets.
The Dodgers will beat anybody. They got a great team because they play as a team. Fred, it's important. You played with the Rams, and I've talked to a lot of players on the Rams, and yourself included. You guys all
What did they say about me?
Well, they've all said you're great. As a matter of fact, Jackie Slater, just this last week, was mentioning, because I mentioned that we do a show, and he was aware of that, and I said that you, Fred, have told the story that during TV timeouts, while everybody's looking in the stands to see what's going on, you were looking on the opposing sideline, seeing what's going on in the huddle between the coach and the quarterback or whomever. And if it was a long time, it was going to be a passing play. If it was a short time, you thought it was going to be a run. Jackie Slater said, you know, out of all the players I've played with, Fred always had his eyes on the quarterback, knew everything about the quarterback. Because we were talking, who's the quarterback that starts to back up a little bit?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith on Seattle. Vince Ferragamo was not a big fan because when he gets the ball, instead of like ready to pass or something, he's backing up a little bit, and that tells you that the guy doesn't have the thought process or he's not going to pass or whatever.
Is that what Vinny said about quarterbacks?
That's what Vinny says. And so then I mentioned about you, and that was your keen awareness of getting – Fred, you always have an observation technique in the years I've been and watched you on everything you do. You look at the minute details, and you get everything taken care of. That's something that I think is you don't necessarily learn it. You either have that or you don't.
Well, you can cultivate it. That's what's the one good thing about sports. You know, you go into it, a young kid, and hopefully, other than scores and money, you can pull out of that experience a lot of things you can use in life.
Fred, do you think that observation technique that you had as a defensive end is why that Hollywood made you a police officer and someone that can snuff out crime?
I don't think Hollywood made him. I think, once again...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
A detective.
Yeah, those skills are, if you were to talk to probably any policeman walking to the grounds today, no matter where he is, he cultivates a way of listening and looking and feeling and the penetration that you have to have in that job is very cinematic if you do it correctly. TV is a good place for it.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue with this discussion. I obviously probably will not be invited to the Soto's family box at the Mets after my comments.
So.
But I'm sure he'll have some great parties
Let's
there.
Let's text him.
see if he'll invite us. You guys might get a chance to go. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, is here, the star of the show, one and only Fred Dreyer. You love the ventures, don't you, Fred Dreyer?
Yes, I do. It reminds me of hitchhiking down Manhattan Beach Boulevard when I was a kid, going to the Manhattan Beach Pier, do some body surfing, and sit out in the hot sun.
That's nice. You can do that in California. Lori is calling us, texting us from the polar vortex. She says, by the way, that's Iowa. And she says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Cool.
Ask her if she knows a Rachel. Have her call us.
She's changed her name, I'm sure, from Rachel, so she can get into the chat room. Yeah. Now, so this Juan Soto, this 15-year, $765 million contract. You look at this thing, and you look at the Yankees stepped up and said, look, our other players never got a box, and they have to pay for their boxes. We're not giving you the box, pal. You got money, work your best deal, but forget that. Look at this. The history of this. Ty Cobb, first player to ever break $10,000 milestone in 1913. Babe Ruth, first player to earn $50,000 in a single season. 113 home runs, 303 RBIs, a .377 batting average. Let's see you do that one, Soto. It took Joe DiMaggio in 1949 to become baseball's first $100,000 player. And, you know, they say Soto's deal is similar to Ohtani's. Not really. It's deferred. Most of the Ohtani stuff is, what does he get, $2 million a year? And then he gets more money at the end of it. Soto's taking all the cash right now so he can buy, you know, the Humvees or whatever he wants to drive around in when he comes to the stadium.
He does live in New York, so he probably needs it right now.
He's probably going to have to. And let me tell you one thing, Soto. You know, I know you played in Washington, but you did to San Diego. People are probably nicer there. You don't perform, those Mets fans are going to rip you apart.
Oh, that New York media is going to eat you up.
You played in New York, Fred, on the New York Giants. Are they rough on you if you don't get the right play down?
Well, anybody does, especially if you're earning a paycheck that has prohibitive numbers in it. You know, I mean, you have to make sure that you know that you can maintain the pressure of press and of ownership and a fan base that is not quite, let's see, not quite patient with the stars today, and I think that Soto falls into that category.
It's one thing to make a lot of money. It's another thing to be part of the culture of the team. I don't think Soto, maybe at the beginning, part of culture of the Nationals because he started there. So, yes, he probably had it there. He didn't with the Padres. He was the sore thumb sitting there. He had Machado and all those other guys, and they're talking about how great. They were all individual players there in San Diego. That's their problem to this day. You go and look at the Mets, same thing. He's going there. The Yankees is supposedly his best pals with Aaron Judge. Hey, Aaron. Oh, yeah, I'm making $765 million. I can't take your call right now. I mean, come on.
Well, look, first of all, you've got the balance in sports, especially baseball, that we're talking about it, is an odd one because I don't think you're going to get beat consistently by hitters out-hitting you. You're going to get out-pitched. And especially with the National of League having all these pitchers, you know, especially the Dodgers, they don't have a healthy pitcher among them.
Yeah, you got a lot of deep people on the deal.
But my point is that it's clear that you've got to have pitching, and if you're going to err, and it looks that way, that the Dodgers erred by pitching, signing players who were coming off of injuries or who had arm trouble in the past. And the point is that that's the game you're in. You're going to roll the dice and get a guy who can give you 3-4 straight years, or you're going to try and make up for the fact that the guy may blow his arm out in training camp.
Well, and you can say that, but the Dodgers, it's difference in management. You just don't throw money at a deal. The Dodgers have signed a lot of injured guys and rebuilt them with great coaches and great front office management. They've brought those players back. Dave Roberts, say what you will, this guy is a player's manager. He comes to, how you doing, Corey? How you doing, Fred? Everything going well? He gets into the fabric of the person and really doesn't fake it. He believes in being like the dad of the family. And same with their front office, general manager, their president, all the way down the line. I don't know if the Mets do that. The Mets seem to throw money at a problem, and then hopefully the guy's going to perform. Look at Sandy Koufax in our day and Don Drysdale, Fred Dreyer. Sandy would soak his arm after the game because it was ready to fall off in like ice water, and he'd come back and pitch another game and had to retire early because his arm...
And smoke a pack of Marlboros in between.
Well, I didn't bring that up, but there were pictures of him smoking cigarettes. But, you know, Sandy's still with us, and we love him to death. And how about Big D, Don Drysdale? Command was his key word. He always talked about his command. If he lost a game, the command wasn't there. He could pitch and throw exactly where he wanted. And Oral Hershiser talks about that. Look at this guy pitching on a couple of days rest, coming out of the bullpen. Are you going to remember Oral Hershiser is getting $765 million, which he didn't, or that he won a World Series for the Dodgers? That's what you're going to remember that guy for.
Now, the point of all that, is as accurate as it is what? What's the point of
these guys didn't make a peanuts amount of Juan Soto Does Juan Soto have that same? Does the modern day baseball player have that same makeup like a Teoscar Hernandez that'll do whatever it takes to win a game?
Well,
that's
sure.
What you got to look for in your players on your team.
Yeah, and those are the great players. Player who they get paid for what? Teoscar got paid for being a very good teammate. He got paid for hitting home runs. He got 33 of them, and he got hit for RBIs. And he is a great guy and a great teammate. And the things of personally meeting the call every time you get an opportunity at the plate is something that is very well rewarded, especially in this town.
We're going to leave this topic, but before we do, it's our producer, Corey Marino. Looks like he ate some bad grapes at lunch or something. Like, you got something to say here, Corey. You're sort of like keeping quiet on this. I know you didn't get to see the Koufaxes and the Drysdales and the Bob Gibsons of the world in baseball. What do you have on this? You think Soto is going to handle this thing and bring a championship to New York?
No. If he wanted to bring a championship, I think he would have stayed in the AL, because now he has to go against the Dodgers and the Padres and all that with the Mets. But what he does things very well, and I don't think he deserves this big of a contract compared to especially how Ohtani played and what he did to earn his $700 million. But the craziest stat I found about the contract is two of the best players in their respective sports, LeBron James and Tom Brady, in their entire careers combined, made $761 million.
Soto's making $765.
That's $4 million less.
For two players.
Two players.
And
not even just two. Two of the best of their...
Yeah.
And they're not even... of their careers, but lifetime.
Yeah.
We're telling these people are goats. These people are the greatest of all times. Tom Brady's up there with every great quarterback, and LeBron James is up there with every great basketball player. Is Juan Soto even being mentioned in the greatness of baseball already?
Gonna have to earn
so.
That.
He has to.
So what may be taking place here, if Juan Soto, the momentum of him coming to the Mets, the momentum of him at the plate and defensively in the field, may have a snag in it if he doesn't jump out of the box like Ohtani did and have a hell of a year. And there's a possibility that he could be injured too. So all of these types of things are realities that go against him, and many of them may or may not be his fault in terms of effort. So he's got a road to hoe, and let's see if he can carry the weight of $760 million. And let's see if he has good patient
be interesting
fan base or teammates.
One final thought with Shohei Ohtani, if you want to compare him. We haven't even seen him pitch yet. So you got basically two players and one guy there, Shohei Ohtani, a guy that can hit and play in the field and a guy that can pitch. Now, the Dodgers, since we mentioned them so far, Blake Treinen is back with the Dodgers. He signed a two-year deal, yeah. $22 million.
But he was vital.
He was great.
You loved him. You remember when Dave Roberts put his hand on his chest and said, and he told him,
go back
to that dugout. I'm going to pitch this and I'm going to finish it.
Looked him in the eye, said, can you do it? Huh?
Pulled a watch out.
Dodgers are looking for some Tanner Scott, maybe the free agent, the relievers they're looking for. And what they can say, Mookie Betts is going to play shortstop and they're going to put Edmund out in center field.
Alex Edmund, yeah. He won the NLCS MVP because he hit almost every game, at least two hits a game. And he can play short and he can play center, but we'll see where he falls in. I think he's going to be great at center, but I'd rather have Mookie out in right. But Mookie wants to lengthen his career by going into shortstop because he has to run less and dive less. So I think it's going to extend his career and it will be beneficial for the Dodgers in the long end.
And the Dodgers signed this veteran outfielder, Michael Conforto, who was with the – was there anybody good on the Giants at all this year? Not to tick off my friends up north.
Was he with the Mets?
He was with the Giants.
No, there was a Conforto on the Mets, but that wasn't him.
That wasn't him?
No.
Well, this guy's supposed to be a hell of a hitter.
He's supposed to be pretty good. It was like Teoscar last year when we signed him. We're signing him to a one-year prove-it deal, and maybe he Teoscars it right back up.
And hopefully Blake Snell will be 100% health-wise.
That's going to be a good trade for him.
You've
said that, right? I think that you're right about that. He seems to go the innings. He goes beyond, as a starting pitcher, he's been able to go beyond four innings.
You know what's weird?
Amazing.
You know what's strange about him is that he doesn't have the voice to fit his face.
What does that have to do?
I didn't notice that.
Really?
I'll have to take a look.
He has a voice like this.
Well, maybe and he's got the baby face.
And he's Japanese.
We'll bring him back here a little bit. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Fred Dreyer Show.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
$20
'Twas the holiday season at Total Wine & More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit
take it, Mike.
Great Christmas music here on the Fred Dreyer Show. No stiffs on this show.
None.
Handpicked by yours truly. Yeah. A knack for this, because as a youngster I used to love to listen to the Christmas songs, and you know, there's a station in Los Angeles Coast, and they start playing Christmas music, and I think there's Go Country plays it now too in Los Angeles. But the music director at Coast, I brought my music up to a holiday party, and she happened to be at the party, and she goes, "Ooh, that's a good song. Ooh, you don't suppose you could give me that list of music?" Never did. It's all here on the front door.
What else did you do?
There's like Stephen Eden and a bunch of stuff in there that you just, I'm telling you. But let's get back to the show. This is the Fred Dreyer program.
Welcome aboard the two Rachels. We forgot to include
them. They're here. They are here, and we've got a bunch of other people we'll be talking about in just a minute. But I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino is our producer. The star of the show is the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end from the Rams, the iconic actor, most notably in Hunter, the TV series.
And by the way, Corey's here. He's our producer of note, and we have him awake and in studio.
Well,
Those two things are very unusual.
And our executive producer for the show is Jeremy Dayton. Don't forget Jeremy.
Jeremy too. Jeremy's got sleeping bags outside.
Films of the Ravens. Now, the big news coaching wise, and you and I like this guy, Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
North Carolina, the Tar Heels have signed up Bill Belichick as their next head coach. What do you think about that?
I think he's hilarious. I think he's a great coach. I think he's going to break all the records. If he stays on track, he probably has to learn that as he goes forward after being fired the last 2 years, that I think he realizes he'll make some changes. I wouldn't doubt if he were a little bit more glib and a little bit more free in talking with the younger kids. I think he has a resentment, like I would, over having to deal with the press that wants to create hyperbole when there is none.
Fred, talking about the younger kids, he's definitely talking to younger kids. He's dating a 24-year-old.
Yeah, when? He's tip.
He is?
Yeah, he's dating a 24-year-old.
That could be a problem with Belichick.
Not with me. It wouldn't be a problem with me. I would.
That could be.
I'd make sure that the coffee was on every morning.
Another Aaron Rodgers situation. We might have to be careful. The woman. Here's the thing. But maybe he gets. Maybe she's going to college or something, and he's dating her there. So Belichick says, and I'm quoting him now, "If I was in a college program, the college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that have the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching techniques that would transfer to the NFL. Fred, nobody better than you to talk about this. You played in San Diego, right?
I think so, yes.
Yes, San Diego State. Who were your college football coaches when you played football?
Who are they?
Yes, who were they?
Oh, geez. I have Joe Gibbs. I have a list of guys.
Don Corio.
That's correct.
Yeah,
two for two.
John Madden.
John Madden.
Ernie Zampezi
was great. He was a dark horse. He was hilarious. He would, at the drop of a hat, double light a cigarette.
What do you mean?
He would have another, an L&M. He'd take an L&M out and have it in his mouth and the other one that's going out in his right hand, thumb and finger, and he would just quickly go, and that thing would be up.
Now, wait a minute.
That would be up and raring to go.
He taught that to you college kids as a coach?
Yeah, he just said, watch and observe. You're going to learn some things.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's better to have a 24-year-old girlfriend.
No. That's him.
And who was the last guy that I always forget?
We thanked him so much for double lighting that.
Anyway, Fred had five guys that went on to become coaches. Did we get the last guy in there?
Rod Dauhauer. And Sid Hall.
Six, Sid Hall. That's good. So anyway, this is so what do you think? Is this going to be a good deal for him to go ahead and get this going, Fred? I think
it's a big hit. I think he'll get along with people. He's interesting. He's dry and glib, and I think the kids will like that. Not a yeller, a screamer. He twists and turns and spins the whistle on his forefinger here, like as he's thinking and watching. He'll glide. He doesn't go to each group of people, but he glides around watching and making observations. And the kids at North Carolina are very blessed to have him at this time in their careers.
I think so. Now, Corey, not so much with you. You think it might be tougher for the kids to fall into place here? What do you think?
I don't know. We'll see. Well, I don't know how he'll be able to deal with the NIL and the transfer portal, but if they just let him coach, they'll be successful because he'll get them pro ready. And if he has an NIL guy and a transfer guy, then and he just lets them do that, then I think they'll be good. But I don't know. He's getting up there in age, and I don't know how these young guys are going to – like Fred said, they do respect him. But you were saying during the break, Fred, only a certain amount of people in the team have to respect someone before everybody falls in line.
Well, that doesn't
after the
mean,
wins.
That's the least that can happen.
Yeah.
If you have a team that is looking forward to welcoming the great Hall of Fame coach, that's what's important, and he knows how to run a practice session. He knows how to prepare kids and the difference between what he was doing for 20 some odd years here as a professional football coach is pretty much the same as college.
I tell you, his first head coaching gig with the Cleveland Browns probably created the resurgence in Cleveland at that time. 4 years he was there, went to the Patriots 2000 to 2023, won six Super Bowls, the most ever for an NFL head coach, the most playoff wins at 31 of any head coach in NFL history, and the third most regular season wins of all time, 302, and he's close to having the all-time record. Is that right, Corey? That 16 games away, something like that, right?
Yeah, he's 15 away from the great Don Shula. And I think, I don't know, there's been rumors, but in the contract, he might be able to hand it off the UNC job to his son. And it's only a 3-year contract, so he'll be 75. And maybe at 75, he goes back to the NFL, hands the North Carolina job off to his son, and tries to get those 15 wins.
And rips it up, I'll tell you. Now, Fred, we had a game here last week that we want to get your comment on because it's your old team. This comes to us from Jenny. She says, hey, y'all. She says, how about the Rams-Bills game? That was a nail-biter. As a diehard Rams fan, I have to say that Josh Allen played pretty impressively for the Bills. Fortunately, not impressively enough to win the game. Hopefully, the Rams will pull off their season and take some more victories. What do you think of that game, Fred?
Well, the game was great. It just proves that coaching will pull a team through regardless. The Rams are short of talent a little bit. It's thin, but he's got their attention. You know, Sean McVay has their attention, and he makes practice fun, short and sweet. And the professionals that they do have are respond to him, and that's the one thing you want to look for when you're not going at your best, that you survive in a way that that gives you a championship form.
Yeah, that was a big game. 44-42, good game there, and we'll see how it goes on. Now, Tom Brady is in the news. Comments from you gentlemen on this. He just sold $4.6 million worth of watches. Not to be outdone, I believe President-elect Donald Trump is also selling watches, if you've been watching TV and other things as well, too. But Brady bought 21 of his personal watches to an auction, and they sold for a total of $4.6 million. Juan Soto probably bought them all.
Juan Soto made that in one game.
Yeah. One strikeout.
That was at batting practice.
That was it. I'm telling you. So, did you ever splurge on a nice watch, Fred? Did you, when you got out, then you got
signed? Yes, I bought a watch.
What was it?
And it was a Rolex. And I just tired of it so much. I had to say, look, instead of rolling up my sleeve and taking a look and squinting, I would ask the guy, hey, what time you got? And it was a great icebreaker. You know, especially when you're out dating.
Yeah.
And I'd say, I'm going to hang out with you today, but primarily because I need to know what time it is every 20 minutes, every 15, 20 minutes.
I got a Rolex Presidente on eBay at an incredibly good price, and it was all checked out and everything.
It's the
original thing, and it's nice. But then I stopped wearing it when I heard stories about people going to Rome and going to Brazil and having their arm cut off just so they can get their watch. Not worth it. And guys don't wear watches much anymore, although I like this Citizen that I have because it keeps accurate time. It's on the world time clock, so I can get in here a second before the show starts.
Once you realize you are being robbed, you've got to come up with the dialogue that gets you off the hook.
Which is,
that's a fake watch. Don't chop my arm off. It's a fake freaking watch. And they go, okay, put your arm over here. We'll find out.
I mean, talking about burglaries, we have that new story.
Yeah, what's the story there, Corey?
Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow.
The latest, right?
Yeah, the latest while he was playing in a game this last week.
Yep.
He was robbed, and fortunately, he had a supermodel at his house.
Of course.
A house sitting for him?
Yeah, an SI, a Sports Illustrated supermodel.
She 23 just showed years
up,
old?
Showed up a little bit later. It was like one of your doors was broken in, and one of your room was broken in, so she called the cops, and it's turned in this whole organization, investigation with the NFL, the NBA, all sports people. The FBI's got into it, saying it's a well-organized, sophisticated transnational crime ring.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Where they're bringing people in on work visas. What they call them?
Work visas, and they're called.
No, but what were they calling them? They were calling burglary tourists.
Burglary tourists. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, they show up at my house, and I happen to be around.
You've got a burglary gun.
I've got a hamburger. I've got some bullets for him, but the aspects of being at work, being on TV, a football game. I wonder if they turn the TV on, and watch the game while they robbed him.
I don't know.
I don't know. They didn't want to see that game.
Well,
they played in.
You know, if you don't have a Rottweiler, you'll get one when you realize you're like Puig of the Dodgers.
Yasiel Puig.
He got robbed, I think, in 1 year, got robbed three times.
I said,
well, what the hell's he been doing after the first time? You know, get the dog, take the leash off, and let him sit by the window.
And by the way, a final thought in this segment, Caitlin Clark, class act of sports, wins Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. She deserves it. There's a class act. Hopefully she's going to get some $765 million. She's carrying it well and doing a good job. Bringing the sport of the WNBA, or the Women's Basketball Association, coming up. Yeah,
yeah. I want to be around when a women's basketball gives you an $800 billion player.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
This is Burl Lives.
Yes, it is. And the Holly Jolly Christmas. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, Fred Dreyer's here in the studio with us. And a lot for us to talk about here a little bit. First, hello, if we can, to some good listeners over there. Martine from Cape Canaveral. We got Kristen in Connecticut, Beverly in Michigan. Kristen says she's the only Jets fan that's still watching the game. She says they are awful. It's time to fire everybody and start over. Again, get ready. You got the Mets coming up next year.
Wait a minute, she's still watching the game?
Yeah.
Well, hell, the game's over for the last 2 days.
Yeah, she's not watching all the Jets games. That's what she's got. Now, we have a thing here, Fred. If we can go to it here a little bit, this is this new logo that you wanted to talk about. Am I correct here?
Yeah, hold it up, and I'll do what I can to explain it. There it is, right there. NFL banner. With two candy canes, peppermint candy canes, and they're going to put those on a uniform and then sell the uniform, and no doubt it'll go to a charity of some sort, although they haven't stated so. But I wonder, when you choose to, there's some thinking that went into this. I don't know how much, but, you could have in the background a real faded head of Jesus Christ, and or you could have a Santa Claus in the back.
Yeah, on a sleigh or something.
Because this is a Judeo-Christian country.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't mean you're trying to sell, Christianity, but that's what it is. And football is an American sport, and born and raised here. I just look at something like this and realize that all the effort that went into it was all the effort that kept them from doing what they could have done.
That's our show for the week, everybody. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Yes. That being said, I wish everyone a beautiful holiday and a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.